Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wife He Betrayed by Lyra Raine is a contemporary billionaire romance built around a marriage in crisis and a second chance reconciliation arc. Published as part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series, it centers on emotional abandonment rather than overt infidelity, which places it in a narrower and more specific corner of the romance genre. The story follows a couple whose relationship has collapsed under silence, distance, and unmet emotional needs, forcing both partners to confront what was broken and whether repair is still possible. Its appeal lies in the tension between wealth and emotional failure. The hero has resources and status, but neither can undo the damage caused by neglect. The book also introduces pregnancy and the demand for serious groveling, giving the narrative clear stakes and a strongly emotional recovery structure. For readers of marriage and trouble romances, it offers a focused study of betrayal as absence rather than affair. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotional abandonment as the central betrayal. This framing also helps explain why the title uses betrayal, even though the story emphasizes no cheating. The betrayal is emotional and relational, not sexual, and that makes the conflict more psychologically grounded. Readers who prefer high-angst domestic romance often respond to this kind of setup because it reflects a familiar fear of being left lonely inside a committed relationship. The book uses that fear as the engine for the second chance arc, making repair possible only if the husband can acknowledge the depth of the harm rather than dismiss it as a misunderstanding. Secondly, a billionaire hero whose wealth cannot repair intimacy. This tension is especially useful in marriage and crisis fiction because it reveals the limits of masculine authority in the domestic sphere. The husband must confront the fact that power outside the relationship does not translate into competence within it. His redemption, therefore, depends on vulnerability, persistence, and humility rather than grand gestures alone. That emphasis differentiates the book from billionaire romances that rely mainly on luxury or dominance. Here, the billionaire identity functions as a measure of how far the hero has to fall emotionally before he can begin to rebuild. Thirdly, second chance romance built on grovel and accountability. This also shapes the emotional pacing of the book. Instead of rushing back into intimacy, the story gives space to regret, resistance, and uncertainty. The wife's hesitation is essential because it protects the seriousness of the central wound. If she forgave too quickly, the narrative would weaken. By making reconciliation difficult, the book aligns itself with readers who want accountability to be visible on the page. In that sense, the romance is less about rediscovering attraction and more about proving that a damaged marriage can only survive if the injured partner sees real change. Fourthly, pregnancy raises the stakes of reconciliation. At the same time, the pregnancy is not just a plot device for urgency. It reinforces the theme that the relationship can no longer remain suspended in emotional conflict. The characters must confront what kind of family they want to be, and whether love without reliability is enough. In a marriage in crisis romance, that is a strong structural choice because it turns abstract remorse into practical consequences. Readers who appreciate emotionally loaded domestic romance often value this kind of setup because it adds responsibility to desire and makes reconciliation feel consequential, rather than purely romantic. Lastly, a marriage in crisis story that favors emotional realism over melodrama. The book also fits a broader reader interest in marriage in crisis romance that values angst, reconciliation, and earned forgiveness. Its appeal is not just in pain, but in the possibility of repair after a serious emotional rupture. That positions it differently from infidelity-heavy romances, where external betrayal often dominates the plot. Here, the relationship itself is the story, and the challenge is to rebuild it from within. For that reason, the novel is likely to resonate most with readers who want high emotional stakes, a remorseful hero, and a heroine whose boundaries are treated as meaningful rather than decorative. In conclusion, The Wife He Betrayed is best suited for readers who enjoy contemporary marriage and crisis romances with a strong emotional recovery arc, especially those who prefer betrayal stories centered on neglect, distance, and regret rather than outright cheating. It will appeal to readers who want a heroine with legitimate reasons to resist reconciliation and a hero whose redemption requires sustained accountability. The pregnancy element adds seriousness, while the billionaire setting supplies contrast by showing that wealth cannot repair emotional damage. That combination makes the novel more intimate than many high-gloss billionaire romances and more focused than stories that rely on external scandal. What makes it stand out in its category is its emphasis on the quiet kind of betrayal that happens when one partner becomes emotionally unavailable. Instead of treating love as something that can be restored by money or one dramatic apology, it frames repair as a difficult process of rediscovery, remorse, and earned trust. for readers who want angst with a realistic relational core, it offers a distinctive version of second-chance romance. But if you would like to support Lyra Rain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!